In the London Journal of March 1732 is a curious and, of course, credible account of a particular case of vampirism, which is stated to have occurred at Madrega in Hungary. It appears that upon an examination of the commander-in-chief and magistrates of the place, they positively and unanimously affirmed that about 5 years before, a certain high duke named Arnold Paul had been heard to say that at Kosovia, on the frontiers of the Turkish Serbia, he had been tormented by a vampire, but had found a way to rid himself of the evil by eating some of the earth out of the vampire's grave and rubbing himself with his blood. This precaution, however, did not prevent him from becoming a vampire himself, for about 20 or 30 days after his death and burial, many persons complained of having been tormented by him, and a deposition was made that 4 persons had been deprived of life by his attacks. To prevent further mischief, the inhabitants, having consulted their hedagni, took up that body and found it, as is supposed to be usual in cases of vampirism, fresh and entirely free from corruption, and emitting at the mouth, nose, and ears pure and florid blood. Proof having been thus obtained, they resorted to the accustomed remedy. A stake was driven entirely through the heart and body of Arnold Paul, at which he is reported to have cried out as dreadfully as if he had been alive. This done, they cut off his head, burned his body, and threw the ashes into his grave. The same measures were adopted with the corpses of those persons who had previously died from vampirism, lest they should, in their turn, become agents upon others who survive them. This monstrous rodomontade is here related, because it seems better adapted to illustrate the subject of the present observations than any other instance which could be adduced. In many parts of Greece, it is considered as a sort of punishment after death for some heinous crime committed whilst in existence that the deceased is not only doomed to vampirize, but compelled to confine his infernal visitations solely to those beings he loved most while upon earth, those to whom he was bound by ties of kindred and affection, a supposition alluded to in the Giaour. But first on earth, as vampire sent, thy corse shall from its tomb be rent, then ghastly haunt the native place and suck the blood of all thy race. There from thy daughter, sister, wife, at midnight drain the stream of life, yet loathe the banquet which perforce must feed thy living, livid corse. Thy victims, ere they yet expire, shall know the demon for their sire. As cursing thee, thou cursing them, thy flowers are withered on the stem. But one that for thy crime must fall, the youngest, best beloved of all, shall bless thee with a father's name. That world shall wrap thy heart in flame. Yet thou must end thy task and mark her cheek's last tinge, her eye's last spark. And the last glassy glance must view, which freezes o'er its lifeless blue. Then with unhallowed hand shall tear the tresses of her yellow hair, of which in life a lock when shorn affection's fondest pledge was worn, but now is borne away by thee, memorial of thine agony. Yet with thine own best blood shall drip thy gnashing tooth and haggard lip, then stalking to thy soul in grave, go, and with ghouls and afrits rave, till these in horror shrink away from spectra more accursed than they. Mr. Southey has also introduced in his wild but beautiful poem of Taliba the vampire corse of the Arabian maid Oniza, who is represented as having returned from the grave for the purpose of tormenting him she best loved whilst in existence. But this cannot be supposed to have resulted from the sinfulness of her life, she being portrayed throughout the whole of the tale as a complete type of purity and innocence. The veracious Tournefort gives a long account in his travels of several astonishing cases of vampirism, to which he pretends to have been an eyewitness, and Calmet, in his great work upon this subject, besides a variety of anecdotes and traditionary narratives illustrative of its effects, has put forth some learned dissertations tending to prove it to be a classical as well as barbarian error.